From Closing Chapter Studios, in collaboration with MTRadio.net and Metal Local Radio, it is time for the Mistresses of Mayhem present Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in the great state of Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, Mistress Mystery, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is the Mistresses of Mayhem and Montana Metal.
FM. You are listening to Montana Metal. That was some Trevor Lewis with Born of a Demon out of Missoula, Montana. Nicole Frisbee is the front person of this one. Great, great, unique blend of music primarily influenced by the 80s and thrash metal and 90s alternative, which is pretty cool. You can find out more about them, or her, as it were, on Facebook and Reverb Nation.
All right, this is Mistress Oisey saying welcome to another awesome edition of Montana Metal.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying it's amazing what people could do with bubbles. Because everyone loves bubbles.
Bubbles.
And this is Mistress Mystery saying bubbles rock. And so do fireworks.
Boom, 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 boom. All right. Speaking of fireworks and things that go boom, Hemlock is going to be in Missoula, Montana on August 3rd with Blessed Doom and more to be announced. That should be an awesome show. We may have to make an adventure over there. I love Hemlock. I love Blessed Doom. I love Missoula.
Missoula is awesome.
And during the summer, it's so beautiful over there. As long as it's not smoky.
Right.
That's the only downfall because they're like in a bowl. And it's a smoky bowl.
Not the good smoke that you want to be able to be trapped inside of.
Yes. But yes, we love Missoula so much. So definitely check out Hemlock when they come your way. Giggity. They're awesome. Blessed Doom's awesome.
Hemlock has like some of the best Facebook stuff too.
They do.
They're fun. They're just fun.
They are. They're just fun to watch and fun to see.
Who else is fun to see? Undone.
I love Undone!
Oh. Undone's one of those bands that I will shove you out of the way to go see.
Yep.
I've seen them quite a few times. And every time is like the first time.
Yep.
Not that like awkward first time. Like the first time that, you know, it's just awesome.
It is. They're amazing.
The awesome first time. You know. Yes. We're not talking about that weird one night stand you had.
We're talking about that one awesome time.
Talk about that.
Okay. Sorry.
It's a
bringing it up. It was awkward.
Awkward for all of us.
Purple is still a weird color for me.
I still like the color purple, but I'm just saying.
You know what I love about Undone is that they've been together since 1998. They've been around for a long time.
They could have, like, if they would have started and had a kid together, you know, that kid would be in school.
What was that, 17 years? No, 18? 19.
Well, yeah,
math. Do math, Nancy. So it's 19 years, right? 98?
Yeah, what I was going to do is cheat and use my phone.
19 years, because, yeah.
Wow.
Josh, Trev,
so
Tim, and Corey.
Old enough to smoke.
Yep, almost. Well, they are old.
19 would be old enough to smoke, and only in a couple of years they'll be old enough to drink.
That's fantastic. Undone is amazing.
If they would have thought about that when they first got together and had a kid. You know, one of you give birth.
One of you give birth.
They're all male, so I mean, they'd have to find someone else to help them. They all have lovely girlfriends.
Yes, and wives, you know, they're good.
And wives and stuff, they're, you know.
They're good. You can find out more information about Undead on Facebook, Reverb Nation, and MySpace. This is one of our personal favorites for the mistresses. By Undone, it's My God on Montana Metal.
Jealousy, money, and fame. If you sold You are listening right now to Mistresses of Mayhem, the heaviest, girthiest thing on radio, internet, TV, anywhere.
We just got done listening to Odds Unfavored. Those guys are out of Great Falls. That song was called Faceplant. Because, well, faceplanting hurts. Not as bad as falling backwards, though. I've done that. Ouch. Enough about me, though.
I miss Odds Unfavored. I wish they would do a show together. Maybe they can get Mike to join them again for a show or something. I know he's really busy. It's hard doing his job that his real-life job makes him do, you know, to make the bacon money.
You
stuff.
Have to have the job that pays the bills. We all have our jobs that pay the bills.
And Jake has a hard job, too. So, you know, they all have hard jobs, and it's hard.
I need a hard job. I mean...
hard hand job?
I don't think she wants to use her hand.
No. So get on Facebook, get on Reverb Nation, Twitter, YouTube, harass Odds Unfavored, demand a reunion show.
Yeah. Convince them that it's okay to go play together for just one more time.
We should just have
you can do it to touch it just one more time. They'll do it again and again.
We should have like a mistress reunion show in Montana. Get Odds Unfavored, Cancerous, Universal Choke Sign, get all these old bands that used to be together, not old in a bad way, but older bands that are no longer together because, you know, time's passed.
Life happens.
That would be awesome.
Call it a reunion.
Con JJ into,
I'm sure for the right money amount and fun adventure promised, we could probably do that.
We always promise adventure because we know what's going to happen.
We love adventure.
We do.
Awesome. It's an adventure, Charlie. Sorry. I had to go there. There's actually a show July 9th in Kalispell.
Whoop, whoop.
Ooh.
The Munsons.
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 It's like the Munsons for like the monster show.
Munsons. Wizard.
The Munson family.
And Wizard. Oncoming Evolution. Yeah. That'll be fun.
I love all those guys. Have not had a chance to see Wizard or Munson yet.
Yeah, that's on July 9th, so that's on Sunday, right? That should be fun.
So, should be very cool. Uncommon Evolution is one of our Montana bands that we just absolutely love.
Have we ever played music from Wizard? I don't know if we've played music from... I don't think we have any yet. So, Wizard, get with it.
You know what we should do? You should send us music.
Yes.
So that you
at least one song so we can play you.
We prefer more than one because it gives you a chance to have a little bit of variety. Because who doesn't love variety?
Be played with.
Giggity.
We want to play you. You want us to play you.
We do.
It works for everyone involved.
It does. It's a win-win situation, guys. Come on.
It is.
And we play nice. I mean, look at, you know, Salmon Rape. DJ Sun has played with them.
Right?
And he's played with, you know, Dylan. The Mistresses would also do, you know, interesting ones. Not quite sure that we could do the uniqueness of DJ Sun, but...
We should try, though.
We could totally do a Mistress... Salmon Rape.
Well, Dylan's looking actually for help. He said the other day he did a post on the 26th. It says, "Hey, fellow metalheads and industrial fans, I'm in a slight rut with my project Salmon Rape. I want musical challenges, if you get what I mean. I cannot live record anything but keyboards. For example, make a song with only percussion or some weird shit. Get creative because I need something new." And then he'll mix it down with his stuff like he did with DJ Sun, who did the song that we're going to play for you now, Experts of a Naked Lunch, featuring DJ Sun with Salmon Rape. So if you're interested, hit up Dylan and hit up Salmon Rape. And
you could be part of Salmon Rape. Would your mom be proud?
I'm
sure my mom would be awesomely proud I was involved in Salmon Rape.
I'm sure that's...
She would share it on her Facebook page.
She would.
With cute little bunnies.
She would.
Awesome.
Get your mommy to share something.
All right, this is Salmon Rape on Montana Metal.
Did I ever tell you about the man who taught his asshole to talk? His whole abdomen would move up and down, you dig? Farting out the words. It was unlike anything I've ever heard. Bubbly, thick, stagnant sound. A sound you could smell. This man worked for the carnival, you dig? and to start with it was like a novelty ventriloquist act. After a while, the ass started talking on its own. He would go without anything prepared, and his ass would ad-lib and toss the gags back at him every time. Then, it developed sort of teeth-like, little raspy incurving hooks, and started eating. He thought it was cute at first and built an act around it, but the asshole would eat its way through his pants and start talking on the street, shouting out it wanted equal rights. It would get drunk too and have crying jags. Nobody loved it. And it wanted to be kissed, same as any other mouth. Finally, it talked all the time. You could hear him for blocks screaming at it to shut up, beating at it with his fists and sticking candles up it. But nothing did any good. And the asshole said to him,
"It is you who will shut up in the end, not me, because we don't need you around here anymore. I can talk and eat and shit."
After that, he began waking in the morning with this transparent jelly, like a tadpole's tail, all over his mouth. He would tear it off his mouth and the pieces would stick to his hands like burning gasoline jelly and grow there. So finally his mouth sealed over and the whole head would have amputated spontaneously except for the eyes, you dig? That's the one thing the asshole couldn't do was see. It needed eyes. Nerve connections were blocked and infiltrated and atrophied. So the brain couldn't give orders anymore. It was trapped inside the skull, sealed off. For a while, you could see the silent, helpless suffering of the brain behind the eyes. And finally, the brain must have died, because the eyes went out, and there was no more feeling in them than a crab's eye at the end of a stalk.
The unseen. I want to see the sun beyond the horizon. I want want to see them known and see if there's a of a beautiful display of what we call life. Let's set this here and see what the past that. Hey, oh, all of you, smash through your meal and see what have they tried here through the broken glass. Past the emptiness, we can finally see the lies that give us a display here.
Dustin from Agori, and you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Ambidex. Yeah. UCS. Yeah. 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 Look. Some people thought it was gone forever, like I surrendered. Too much of a temper, registered violent offender. Accepting all challenges and contenders who want it. I'm on it like Oklahoma when they purchased the Supersonics. And to be frank and honest, I'm a ticking time bomb. Ready to explode, that's why I'm kicking this rhyme form. In prime form, should've known it, seen it coming. I'ma run and they take everything and do it right in front of them. Back to my old ways, back to the old days. I know some people talking shit, but fuck what they all say. Small price to pay when it comes to revenge. No more fair weather friends, had to cut all ties and loose ends. And when these weak cats lit in my path, why tie to them? Meet the competition head on, we blow right through them. I got that raw energy and drive, cutthroat with the ruthless determination. I'm streetwise. It's time to make the streets rock. Time to make the streets rock. Got rid of old habits and practices, time to evolve. I'm independent, no label, I make my own calls. Harder than stone walls, covered in graffiti. Make cats regret, turning their backs and not believing in me. Robbing and thievery used to be an occupation. Now I lace tracks, rip mics and rock across the nation. I was just calmly waiting, shaping my plan of attack. Let the world know right here and now, the real is back. Some in it for the fame, some in it for the glory. Some people never change, that's why they spit the same old story. Was on a beaten path, need some moves to adjust. I'm busting, break off the shackles and rip right through the cuff. Hated to love it, cause either way there's no one above it. Some wanna see me shine, some wanna see me plummet. I hit the gas and gun it, catch me if you can. Had to fold once or twice, but now I got a different hand. It's time to make the streets rock. It's time to make the streets rock. Got a hungry heart and mind, got a hungry soul. I'm fighting my inner demons, hoping that I don't lose control. Some play the role, they like fake it till you make it. Fuck that, stay true and hip-hop will always embrace it. These cats are basic, generic, it's uncomparable. To see the way they game it, this is almost unbearable. And I can see they lies by the look in their eyes. They talking this and that, but they words they match and they lie. I stay
true. Remember from where I came. Shout out to the East Coast. Raw, rugged, ain't nothing changed. I'll make her feel my pain, giving the feelings of joy. You wanna fuck with a real artist? Come fuck with your boy. I see kill and destroy. Every beat and that's true. Every rhyme and measure with pleasure. Call it verbal abuse. They say I'm coming back. I said I never left. I got my nose to the grindstone, coming correct. It's time to make the streets rock. It's time to make the streets rock. It's time to make the streets rock.
Take it back, the lights ain't play.
We bring it metal and hip-hop.
Licks the clock's the only thing I'm getting back when they spawn.
Time to quit all this shit talk.
Rise up,
it's time to make the streets rock.
All right, that was some Universal Choke Sign with Amadex with their song Streets Rock. You got Pear, Davey, Justin, George, JJ, and of course, Amadex in that song. But in Universal Choke Sign, it is Pear, Davey, Justin, George, and JJ.
I love that song. Every time I hear it, it's just like you have to turn it up and you scream along with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it is one of those ones that it's like if you hear me in the car, if anybody else is in the car, they are deaf.
And JJ does an amazing job of screaming. It doesn't hurt your ears at all when he does that.
JJ was the one that we figured he'd be scared of us the first time he met us. Because how many times we said we wanted to hear him scream in person.
Like, please just growl for us and scream.
Like, will
for
you
us.
Just scream for me? He's like, excuse me?
Like, just in our face, just like.
Just like, come, like. And he's like.
It's awesome.
He's like, does it? We're like, yes, that was awesome.
Right?
Do it again.
Turns out the other people like the same thing of us, or are not complete freaks.
See?
Other people sit like the same freaky stuff. You're not a complete freak.
Nope. You have a group. You have a support group.
If you can find at least one support group on Facebook. You are on Facebook or on the website, you know.
You're
not completely alone. Some of you are still creepy, though.
Yes. Some of
you. I don't care how many websites you have, you're still creepy. You know who you are.
You do.
You do.
Yeah. All right, another upcoming show, July 14th at the Rail Yard in Billings, Montana. You've got Bound by Years, Pressure Knot, and Shores of Leon. Be sure to check out Rail Yard's Facebook page and all the bands for more information about that on July 14th.
Yeah, so there's plenty of shows to see. You just have to actually go out and check out the website, check out Montana Metals page. If you have a show that you would like us to show others about, feel free to let us know. And
absolutely,
because we want people to know about your show. We want them to actually have a chance to go out and see you
and have the opportunity of going out and seeing you, because, well, yeah,
live shows are always better.
Absolutely. I agree.
I'm just saying,
gets you out of the house, you know, and you get to listen to awesome music like Shot Stereo.
Those guys are from Missoula. You got Brad, Brian, Dan, Jacob. Been together since 2016, so still freshly together.
Yep. So, yeah, look them up on Facebook, SoundCloud, Twitter, and YouTube. This is Off the Grid on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. We'll be right back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Yeah.
right. That was some Endeavor with the Hand out of Billings with Mike, Matt, Mario, and Dave. Formed in 1998. Also another band that has been around for a really long time, and we're so excited every time they take stage. We thank them for sticking it out, sticking to it, sticking with it, and bringing us awesome Montana metal.
I think their prerogative, they could stick it anywhere, really.
Right, true story.
I don't recommend sticking it anywhere. Badgers get friendly.
Badgers do get unfriendly. And bees. Unfriendly.
And bees get unfriendly. Yeah, bees. And
yeah.
I mean, there are a few places that should not go. Not saying you can't. I'm just saying they shouldn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Just saying.
Make sure you check out the album by Endeavor, Tales of the Spooky Thunderfish. It's available now, and it's awesome, and you will love it, and you will listen to it daily, repeatedly. Or
you will not like it. We will love you.
So make sure you check out the website. You can make requests, submit music at mistressesofmayhem.com, and you can check out Shenanigans and past episodes of Montana Metal. This is Mistress Oisey saying we hope that you enjoy Montana Metal. We hope that you get out and support the shows. We're going to be taking a little bit of a break for a few weeks while we head over to Chicago Open Air and do some live reporting over there. So if you're going to be at the Chicago Open Air show, fantastic. If not, get out and support, yeah, whatever music's in your scene. You can check out Metal Local's Facebook page and find out upcoming shows. You can check out Montana Metal's Facebook page for shows just in Montana. But there's shows around the world. Get out and support them.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying, get out, do something in the sun. Remember to protect yourself with sunblock. And other things, too.
Maybe a hat.
I mean, you know, wear a hat and stuff.
Or a bag over your head.
Or an umbrella or whatever you want to wear.
Brown paper sacks work.
Brown paper sacks if you're really not that attractive.
Not while you're driving.
Pulls out.
You really don't want the sun to get in. Wear a brown paper bag.
Can you imagine? It'd be like an awesome, like, you get pulled over. Like, I'm ugly. You should not see me, officer.
That would be awesome.
Like, they have to wear this brown paper bag. You don't understand.
Yeah. That being said, Mr. Mystery saying, get out, support your local artists, and we will see you on the flip side. All right, we're going to head over to the Kalispell area with some Stupid Human Suit, Cut and Stitch. Love these guys. I just, the name says it all. It's just freaking, yeah. Anyway, they were from 2011, and you can check more about them on stupidhumansuit.com, Bandcamp, Facebook, and Reverb Nation.
You've
been listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal.
Thank you. have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about The Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website, mistressesofmayhem.com.